Hosea chapter 7. When I would heal Israel, then the iniquity of Ephraim is discovered, and the wickedness of Samaria. For they practice falsehood, and the thief entereth in, and the troop of robbers assaileth without. And they say not in their hearts that I remember all their wickedness. Now do their own doings encompass them. They are before my face. They make the king glad with their wickedness, and the princes with their lies. They all practice adultery as an oven heated by the baker. He ceaseth from stirring the fire after he hath kneaded the dough until it be leavened. In the day of our king, the princes made themselves sick with the heat of wine. He stretched out his hand to scorners. For they have applied their heart like an oven to their lying in wait. Their baker sleepeth all the night. In the morning it burneth like a flaming fire. They are all hot as an oven, and devour their judges. All their kings are fallen. There is none among them that calleth unto me. Ephraim, he mixeth himself with the peoples. Ephraim is a cake not turned. Strangers have devoured his strength, and he knoweth it not. Yea, gray hairs are here and there upon him, and he knoweth it not. And the pride of Israel testifieth to his face, and they do not return to Jehovah their God, nor seek him for all this. And Ephraim is become like a silly dove, without understanding. They call to Egypt, they go to Assyria. When they go, I will spread my net upon them. I will bring them down as the fowl of the heavens. I will chastise them, according as their assembly hath heard. Woe unto them, for they have wandered from me. Destruction unto them, for they have transgressed against me. And I would redeem them, but they speak lies against me. And they cried not unto me in their heart when they howled upon their beds. They assemble themselves for corn and new wine. They have turned aside from me. I have indeed trained, I have strengthened their arms, but they imagine mischief against me. They return, but not to the Most High. They are like a deceitful bow. Their princes shall fall by the sword for the rage of their tongue. This shall be their derision in the land of Egypt.